All right, so first question is, what was your highest paying job and how did you get it?
My highest paying job was probably $13 an hour, and I got it because I was there long enough. I was always there on time. I stayed extra to help out, and it was for Gymboree, which it was a children's clothing store.
Where, how were you living in, like, were you living in an apartment or a house? What was the cost of that?
Living in an apartment, the cost of that apartment was probably about $1,000 a month.
Were you, no. How much was your car at the time? What was your monthly payment?
I didn't have a car payment. I had a used car, so I did not get rid of my car just because I got a higher paying job.
And how much did that cost at first?
When I first bought that car, it cost $1,000 to buy the car, and it was a small car, so it didn't take a lot to fill it up and drive it. It was a four-cylinder, so it was economical.
How financially would you say you were stable at that time?
At that time, I was pretty stable. Was working full time. I was making decent money, and the rent wasn't outrageous.
How much was your rent then?
My rent then was probably about 600.
How financially stable would you say you are now?
Very unstable.
And what is your rent now?
My rent is $600.
What are you paid now?
I make $11.50 an hour, and I don't get full time, and I drive 116 miles a day plus.
What would you consider living wage and why?
Living wage would probably be $15 and up, just for the fact that California is so expensive and jobs are far in between where you live and you have a lot of gas mileage. There's not always, you can't always afford the most economical of cars.
What do you think you would need today to earn in with to live with two children today? Like,
And or what I need to make,
yeah.
what I need to make in order to raise two children and get them where they need to go would be probably $20 an hour.
How much do your groceries cost monthly?
Monthly, I would say about 250 for the month for three people. And that's on the low side.
How do you space it out to make it last?
I buy in bulk. I buy as much as I can at the larger stores like Costco and Smart & Final. And I break it up into portions. That way there is a specific amount that we're allowed to eat at meal times.
How many times would you say that you go out to buy these groceries?
Probably no more than three times.
Per month?
Yeah, at the most, yes. If I can cut it down to one time a month, I would.
How often do you spend on clothes and other necessities?
Probably $100 or less
For the three of us?
for the three of us.
How much does that typically cost? Like, as an estimate, how much would you say you spend on clothing, shampoo, soap?
Okay, for soap, probably I'm going to say about $10 on face soap, the specialty face soap. Shampoo would be about $10 a month. Makeup, depending on the type of makeup and what we both need, it'd probably be about $40.
And the rest would be on clothing.
The rest would be on clothing.
How much would you say you go out to buy clothing per year?
Probably no more than twice.
How do all of these adding up? How does it impact your spending?
Because I have to look at what we need, and if we need one thing, we can't buy the other items that we may need. So if we need clothes, then we're going to have to do out without something else.
What do you think of the American dream of the 1950s? Do you think it still exists?
I think it exists for a select few.
Why do you think that?
Because the cost of living where we're at is outrageous for what we make. And jobs are far and in between because there's so many people here. But also, you have to drive 100 miles to get to a job because a lot of places aren't going to hire you close to where you live.
Thank you. That is all.